Lady Painting, Shelly speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Shelly, is Ron in?
No, he isn't. May I ask who's calling?
Okay, yeah, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. Are you expecting him in shortly today?
Well, I was the one that filled it out. He asked me to.
Oh, okay.
To fill out the paperwork and stuff or the thing online.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I was actually just giving you guys a call. It looks like I received that registration. I'm sorry, you said your name is Shelly?
Yes.
Shelly, okay. And do you help Ron with the finances for the business?
Yeah, I do. I do all the paperwork and everything. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. I can. I mean, do you have a couple minutes to go over everything right now? Okay, perfect, perfect. All right. So I'm just going to kind of confirm a few things here that we have on file, just to make sure everything's in line, and then we can kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it.
Okay.
All right. So I have the business name. I have R&D Refinishing Inc. Is that right?
It's R&D Painting Inc.
R&D Painting Inc. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see that on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. No worries. All right. And then we have you at 25698 Woodlawn in Elkhart.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, so I'm assuming the business is incorporated.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And how long have you guys been in business?
He's been in business since April of 1996.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And he's been incorporated since 2006. And I'm not sure what month, but he said 2006.
Okay, perfect. That's good info right there. Nice. All right. And is Ron the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That does it for the basic stuff there. And so as far as kind of like our working capital programs, we were looking at working capital, right?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as those go, we have kind of a wide variety of programs. It depends on sort of, you know, what your particular need is. Why don't you give me a little rundown of what you guys are looking to do, and I can give you some feedback on where we would like to go.
Okay, he's got a couple advances out, and his goal is to possibly pay them off and just have a little bit ahead of that, and then maybe do something to where it's weekly rather than daily.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure. So you guys have some current loans out,
yes,
looking
and
to primarily pay those off, net a little extra cash, but you're looking for a weekly payment.
Yeah. And he's only wanting 10, 15 over that. You know what I mean?
10 to 15 on the extra cash. Okay.
Yeah. And he owes about 48, and it might be a little bit less now cause since they take it out daily. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Okay, so the total balance on those loans is probably about 48, probably a little less. It'll keep growing less as we go.
Yeah, right around there, and every day it goes down. So.
Okay.
But they didn't take nothing out Friday because of the holiday.
Holiday, yeah.
They do it on holidays, and they do it, you know, Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right, so let's tackle this kind of maybe one scenario at a time here. For the current advances, how many of those do you have?
He has two.
It's two, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have the information for those advances?
Like what kind of information?
Like
one of them is Flash Advance, and the other one is Imperial Advance.
Oh, okay. All right. Flash, and what was the second one?
Imperial.
Imperial. All right. All right. So
when it shows up on our bank statements, it comes at merchant funding.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, sometimes it can be confusing because the person that you talk to is working with, you know, a different company than the actual lender.
Yeah,
That happens all the time. Okay. All right, now, on each of those advances, let's start with the Flash Advance. Do you know what the current balance on that one is right now?
Let me see here. When I called them last, I believe it was last Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, I believe it was Tuesday, I had wrote it down. Just bear with me.
Sure, no problem, no problem.
This
helps a lot on the front end of this, knowing kind of like what you're dealing with the current loans, because that's going to dictate pretty much what we're able to do. So
yeah,
as long as we can get all the good information up front, I can wait as long as you need.
Okay. I had it wrote down, and I was thinking, okay, one of them said that on the high end, on the Imperial, the high end was 13. So, it's right around, it's 35,568, I believe is what they gave me.
Okay, perfect.
And that's, that. Like I said, and it comes down a little bit, and the other one is, he said high end was 13, and that comes out, one of them, the flash advance takes 308 out a day.
Okay.
And the other one is 427 a day.
Okay, 427 a day on the Imperial, and we think that one is probably about 13,000. All right.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
do you have any idea how much you originally borrowed on each of those?
I have the paperwork here.
If you can let me know how much you originally borrowed and what kind of term you had with them, like how long the term was.
Funding info. All right. Flash advance, the original specified percentage is 12. Purchase price, they borrowed 46, and they said that we'd pay back 61.
Okay.
61, 640.
And how long was that term?
They didn't really give a term, but we figured there's another 5 or 6 months left on that one.
Okay. I can see that.
And the other one, I think we'll have the term on that one was, let me see here, 15%, purchase, the amount borrowed was 25, and the purchase price, or the amount after interest and everything, was $36,250. And that, I'm thinking it'll be right around the middle of December when it's paid off.
Okay, all right.
They said before Thanksgiving, but I don't think it's gonna be done before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But it's really close, you know what I mean? It's close to that.
Sure, all right. Okay, and do you happen to know, I mean, what did you guys take those loans out for?
Just to kind of, he wanted to purchase some equipment and stuff and kind of get a jump and pay off some stuff and just to give us some working capital, you know.
Okay.
What I mean? That we have had something to work with, you know. And that's kind of basically what he's wanting to do now with regards to paying off the other ones. We get money. And it depends on when we get our jobs done that we do, depending on when we get checks in. And sometimes I'll deposit checks every day, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's once or twice a week. It just depends on when we get stuff done.
Okay.
But we usually, 90% of the time, we don't have checks coming in every single day. So it makes it difficult if, and that's why he's wanting to work to try to get weekly or even monthly. I mean, he'd be satisfied with weekly.
Sure, just because it's easier to kind of budget when you have kind of an unexpected kind of like, you know, inflow of cash there.
Yeah, yeah.
If it jumps around, I can absolutely understand that. Okay.
And
right.
And that's basically what, and maybe if we could do that and kind of lower how much, because, I mean, $3,500 a week is what we're paying out for these advances.
Okay.
And he averages right around $80,000. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
One month we had $150,000 of income, but it just, you know, and that varies too.
Okay. Now, what type of jobs do you guys normally do?
We do painting and sandblasting. We do commercial, residential, and industrial.
Oh, okay.
And then we do pools in the summertime or spring or, you know, late fall. We do commercial inside, outside, and we do residential inside, outside, and then industrial machines and stuff, which we can either go to the business itself and paint them, or they bring the machines here and we paint them because we have a shop here as well. And then we do trailers and stuff. So
oh, wow, you guys got a lot going on. Yeah.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, now, let's see. Now, do you guys have a particular time frame that you're looking to get the funds in place by, or are we working with any sort of deadline?
Just here in the next few days. I mean, if we could get it, that would help.
Okay.
With our working capital that we need. So.
Okay.
I mean,
perfect.
It doesn't have to be today. You know what I mean? But he'd really like to get something. And like I said, if he can't do it weekly or monthly, then I don't think he wants to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're really working on to.
Sure. Yeah, you really want to help that budgeting make it a little easier for you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, so you'd say that the primary concern here is to pay off those current loans. Is that the number one thing that you guys are trying to do?
Yeah,
or
that's the number one thing that he wants to do.
Okay. Now, was there a specific use for the extra $10,000 to $15,000 that you're looking for, or is that just kind of the estimation for what you need as a cushion?
That's kind of like a cushion.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, you said you're averaging around $80,000 a month as far as cash flow goes. Okay. What did you guys do for your gross annual sales last year?
The gross annual sales was $500,000, or I mean, it was like $496,000, so it was almost $500,000. And this year we have bumped it up. It's at almost $600,000, and we still have the rest of November and December too. So.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay. All right. And then how about as far as Ron's personal credit goes? Do you know what that looks like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
It's not horrible, but it's not good, I don't think.
Okay. Okay. Now,
that's just being honest, and he'd probably tell you the same thing. So.
Sure. And really, like, it doesn't make much of a difference to me either way what it is. I mean, but knowing where you stand is going to allow me to find better options for you.
Okay.
You know, if it is a if credit is a problem, I still have programs that I'm going to be able to get you approved for. It's just going to kind of limit what we're working with, but I definitely will still have something. Now, do you know, is there any major issues on the credit? Was there like a previous bankruptcy, anything like that?
On his personal credit?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That I'm not sure. I don't think he has any liens or anything. I mean, he has a house and stuff, but he's working his way out of that. You know, his main concern is taking care of the business because that's what provides his income for his personal stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
So he tries to take care, and he'll do that first over and above his personal, you know, trying to keep it, you know, where it needs to be.
Sure, sure. Yeah, kind of the thought, I'm sure, is take care of the business, the rest will follow. Okay. All right, now, as far as looking for this financing to refinance these two current advances that you have right now, have you guys gone anywhere to look for the financing yet?
We've checked a couple different places, and, you know, it's not been too promising. They said that they could work with us, but here down, he's got to bring the payments down is what they're saying, or bring the
current balances?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long ago did you kind of go through that with them?
It was last week, I think.
Okay. All right. About a week ago, and they said that, you know, they wanted to work with you, they just couldn't do anything right now because of the balances. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you know who that was through?
Metro Prime.
Metro Prime. Okay, I can't say that I know them. It gives me a little insight on what I'm going to have. We have a few programs that not a lot of other kind of lending companies have access to. So a lot of times what we're able to do is give you access to a larger amount of cash. So if that was your primary problem of the balances being just a little too high, what that means is they weren't able to access enough cash to be able to justify a payoff. A lot of times I'm able to access a little more. So I think our chances are going to be a little greater when it comes to getting that. Okay. Now, have you guys gone to your local bank to look for any sort of funding?
I don't think he has. Not for his business. I believe he has for his personal, and hasn't been able to do anything there. He's got to do so much with his home loans and stuff to keep them current for him to be able to do that. And other than that, he hasn't went to local bank for business loans.
Okay. Do you guys have a line of credit that you work with for the business?
A line of credit with
just any sort of line of credit that you use for the business sometimes?
Yes, he has a line of credit with Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, okay.
And he has a line of credit with Catalyst Corporation.
Sherwin-Williams and Catalyst, all right.
And he has a line of credit with Canfield and Joseph, which is for materials for the business, and I believe that is it.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you happen to know, are you guys current on all of your balances with those?
As far as I know, we are, yes.
Okay. Okay, excellent. All right. And then let me see a few more questions just to kind of troubleshoot to see if there's anything that I need to know beforehand when I get to the submission part. As far as the cash flow for the business goes, I know we're looking at about $80,000 a month. Now, as far as the ending balances on the bank account goes, what do those look like? Do you guys ever get close to zero at any point throughout the month or at the end of the month?
He comes close, but usually it's usually pretty good. I mean, a lot of the monthly statements that I have are anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000 at the end of the month. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, does it ever dip down to the negative at any point throughout the month?
I'd say in the last year, maybe two or three times.
Oh, okay.
Negative, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. Now, let me see here. Okay, so the email address that I have on here for you guys is rnddpaint3@frontier.com, and that's all spelled out? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I think the next step in this process, right, I have a pretty good idea of, you know, what you're working with and what we want to accomplish. The next step is going to get you approved.
Okay.
Now, to do that, I'm going to need a few things from you, so I'm going to send it in an email to that address.
Okay.
But I'll give you a rundown of what I need right now just so we're on the same page. So I'm going to send an application. It's one page, pretty basic information. Ron is the 100% owner, so I would just need his information, his signature on the application.
Okay.
Then I would need 6 months of your business bank
statements.
Yes. Now, do you guys see any seasonal fluctuation, or do you stay consistent throughout the year?
Usually, it slows down this time of year, but we have got work, I believe, clear up through January, and then in February, it starts picking up again.
So
right now, we're not looking at any really changes, you know, work-wise.
Sure. Okay, perfect. And if that's the case, you know, we'll stick with just the 6 months. Sometimes if there is a fluctuation, I'll do full 12. But it sounds like we'll be good with 6. You guys have had some pretty consistent business over the past 6 months, though?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll stick with that. Now, do any of your customers pay you with credit cards?
Sometimes they do, yes.
Is it a significant amount, or is it just a few here and there?
Just a few here and there, not very often. I mean, 90% of the time, it's usually checks come in.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then let's leave it with just the bank statements for now. So I'll need the application, the bank statements, and then the most recent business tax return that you have. Did you guys finish 2015?
I believe he did. We have an accountant, an accountant.
Okay. Well, just in case, if you do, talk to the accountant, you guys don't have 2015 finished, I can go with 2014, but I would need the extension that you filed for 2015 as well.
Okay.
And I'll include that in the email too. But that is really all that I need. So it's the application, the bank statements, and the tax return. From there, we'll go ahead. I can submit you to the underwriting department. They kind of analyze the cash flow. It usually takes about a day or so to get an answer on an approval. In about 24 hours, I can go over what we can approve you for and go over terms and kind of, work backwards from there to see what makes the most sense.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me while you have me on the line?
No.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and send the email to you. The email will have all of my direct contact information on there. So if you have any questions while you're gathering all of this, you can give me a call or shoot me an email and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, when do you think you would be able to get all of that back into me?
Well, the 6 month statements I could have back in probably an hour.
Oh, okay.
The application, I could fill out everything except for his signature.
Sure. Okay.
And and then I'll have to talk to him about getting. I can call the accountant to find out about the tax return, but I need to speak with him first on that. But that could probably be this afternoon or in the morning, I would say.
Okay, all right. Well, if that's the case, what I'll do is I'll send the email now, and if I don't hear anything from you by tomorrow morning, I'll give you a call just to check in, make sure that we're still on the same page. Oh, and you know what? I actually did just remember one more thing that I'm going to need. Because we're going to look to pay off these two current advances, if you can send me the first page of those contracts that you have showing all of that information about the term, the amount borrowed, all of that, and I'll throw that in the email as well.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Shelley.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.